This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police reform is in the works at the White House. The White House press secretary said U.S. President Trump has spent the last 10 days quietly and diligently working on proposals to address the issues that protesters raised across the country, legitimate issues. The White House is putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody 2 weeks ago. A white officer kept his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, and Floyd's death has sparked protest and outrage in the United States and beyond. The National Association for Stock Car Racing, or NASCAR, banned the Confederate flag from all events and properties. NASCAR says the Confederate flag runs contrary to the commitments to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, the competitors, and the industry. The move formally distances NASCAR from what for many is a symbol of slavery and racism. The move comes amid social unrest around the globe following George Floyd's death. Protests have roiled the nation for days, and Confederate monuments are being taken down across the southern U.S., the traditional fan base for NASCAR. Still grieving, George Floyd's brother testified in front of U.S. lawmakers, saying that he does not want his brother's death to be in vain, adding he did not deserve to die over $20. He asked the House Judiciary Committee to make the necessary change so law enforcement can be the solution, not the problem. Floyd died May 25th in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Besides the surge of anti-racism activism, his death has ignited and also fostered discussion on potential police reform and accountability. This is